Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
I'm a Newton guy.
Very nice.
I'm in Newton right now.
Oh, here we go.
What side? What side?
West. West side. The best side.
So you were over I-90, right?
Yeah. Is this like a Greasers and Socias thing here we have going? Is this not all
yeah. You're on the wrong side of the Whole Foods, my friend.
That's too bad.
Yeah. I'm in Southeast.
We'll have to rumble when the world gets back to normal.
Yeah, well.
Meet you at Newton Center Playground.
Listen, that's neutral turf. So, all right, we can do that. Well, that's my side, but all right.
Well, Jason, I want to give you the ultimate compliment, and that was when I heard this was going to be announced, and they said it was going to be 10 hours on Michael Jordan. I was like, listen, Michael Jordan's fascinating. I love Michael Jordan, but I don't need 10 hours on anybody. And then I watched the first two episodes, and I said, I want 20 hours on this guy. You did something, and the way you did it was that you found storylines that weren't just Jordan and these other characters. Like, when you started this, did you realize that you were going to have, like, what side storyline surprised you the most that you knew was going to be something that was going to catch with the viewers?
Well, you'll see it as we go. There were so many personalities on that team. It was like a Hollywood casting agent came in and said, all right, we need the Sage Wizard.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
Don't, you know, be a diva.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They're very big.
The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. The scene, Bayside High, Saved by the Bell, Season 4, Episode 21, No Hope with Dope. So there's this fella, his name is Johnny Dakota. He is a adult male, all of 5'2". He is the star of such movies as Skateboard High. So you know that this guy's coming from a place where the youth are hip to him. I mean, this is 1992. Skateboard High is obviously a film about kids skateboarding all around, and they're at the high school, and so you can relate to that, right? So what he loves is beautiful girls. He loves beautiful girls, and he's scouting high schools to do a anti-drug campaign. So the kids at Bayside, all six of them, are very excited about this fact. So what they intend to do is that they conjure up a song called Just Don't Use. So you're thinking about doing drugs. And now here's Zach Kelly Slater, Lisa Screech, and AC Slater. And they're saying, just don't use. And you have the crack pipe in your mouth. And you're saying to yourself, I'm just not going to use. I mean, here these kids are telling me don't use. I mean, what am I going to do, use? I mean, come on. What am I, some schmuck? So they're saying, just don't use. So anyway, Johnny is an adult. Now, here again, we get into the pedophilia that is rampant in Saved by the Bell. First of all, Kelly is this apparently this irresistible force of nature. She's the most beautiful woman that anyone has ever seen. So Johnny Dakota is a movie star, and he is the star of what film, John?
I don't know. What star? I'm listening. What
Skateboard
what
High. I just told you that.
So Skateboard High. Sorry.
Jesus, follow along.
I'm sorry.
So Johnny Dakota has his choice of any woman in the world. I mean, he's the, after all, the the star of what film, John?
Skateboard High.
So he's the star of Skateboard High. And he takes one look at Kelly and he goes, you know what? This is the girl for me.
Right.
And Kelly is this wide-eyed heck, a family of seven brothers and sisters. So she says to herself, well, I got this guy, Johnny Dakota. He's the star of Skateboard High. You know, I'm a little overblown because Lisa is also very attracted to him. But he has no time for Lisa. That's never addressed.
Right.
But he loves Kelly. So Kelly, being 15 at the time, or 16, mm-hmm. obviously starts going out with Johnny Dakota, who's
right. Parent wouldn't want that, right?
Right. I mean, this again falls in line where she dated a manager at the Max, who was a sophomore at UCLA,
right?
And went to a Sweet 16 party,
of course,
with Kelly.
Good-looking girl say, like that, as a parent, as a father, you'd want her dating as many people as possible.
If
right.
I'm 20 years old, I'm going to a Sweet 16 party like you wouldn't believe.
Sure.
Wouldn't be feel odd at all. So now Johnny has got this foundation. Now, it's a tax write-off, Johnny, and you'll understand that, but it's called the Teen Drug Foundation.
Right.
And so now everyone is hyper on alert about drugs. So Zach and Slater are friends of drugs. Mm-hmm. And so they go into the bathroom and they go, what is going on? There's a roach on the floor. Now, Screech, being the innocent bastard that he is, thinks it's a real roach, like the kind of a bug.
Yep.
But they're saying to themselves, what's going on? So there's this discussion. And again, it's the six of them and some people standing around. Mm-hmm. And Jessie shares that she was addicted to legal drugs. So this is not just a matter, John, of going to your corner store and finding the local thug and telling them that you want to buy some crack cocaine. This is the idea that you can even get legal drugs and become addicted to them, such as caffeine pills.
Sure.
Okay, so she addresses that she had this problem. So Scud, who is also Ox, but in this episode, he is Scud.
Right.
And he is a ne'er-do-well, and you can tell that because he has a giant hoop earring mm-hmm. and a leather jacket. Now, Scud is in the bathroom. Now, Screech and Slater are nonpulsed by his size, that he is at least 6 foot tall, which makes him 6 inches taller than either of them. But they come in, and they are convinced that Scud is using drugs.
Yeah.
And Scud says, what do you think, I'm crazy? And they're like, all right, okay, you're all right, Scud. And so Scud's out of the picture. So flash to the max, okay?
Yep.
So now we got Johnny Dakota, okay? He's got his teen drug foundation that it's one of these charities, and he's with Kelly. And what are they doing, John, that would make you know that they're a couple? They're sharing of some French fries.
Yeah. I thought it was a malt with two straws, but it can be French fries.
No, that is very they twist it up here.
Okay.
So here is this famous movie star in his 20s, and he's decided to go to the local malt shop with one 15-16-year-old Kelly Kapowski, and they're sharing fries like it's no one's business. Now, he at this point, John, being the star of what movie?
Skateboard High.
He, at this point, wants to marry Kelly.
Really? I don't remember that part.
Oh, he says that he would like to marry her, and now she's flushed with embarrassment.
Yeah.
And so now there's a party. Now, the party is at a house. Now, John, I don't know if you're familiar with the houses from Saved by the Bell, but when there was a party at Screech's house, this is eerily similar to Screech's house. Now, not a lot of money paid in Saved by the Bell for sets. So they have one house, and this is where the party is. Now, now Zach walks in. Mm-hmm. And okay, so this is Johnny Dakota's party. So there is ass everywhere. There's beautiful women as far as the eye can see.
Sure.
So in comes 16-year-old Zach, and Johnny Dakota like basically goes, "Hey, these two women, and they're gorgeous women. They are very good looking, far superior to Kelly Kapowski." But they go, and Zach has him on his arms, and now he's off. So he takes these two girls, and he goes to who knows where. With these two girls. So you're saying, Zach, it's your lucky day.
Mm-hmm.
You got two girls in your room, two busty blondes, as they say. So Johnny Dakota, who's the star of what film, John?
Skateboard High.
Yep. He's the star of Skateboard High. Here comes his assistant, and he is a rolled marijuana cigarette. And Zach comes out of this, and so Kelly's next to him, and so he takes a hit of this cigarette. There's no smoke. We're to imagine that this joint has been lit. But then he offers it to Kelly, and Kelly doesn't want it, but there's a certain amount of, will she, won't she? We're on the edge of our seats. So out comes Zach. Now he's with neither girl. So are we to interpret that he had just had sex with them, or that I don't know what we're supposed to think, but here was Zach mere minutes ago with these two busty blondes.
Yeah, I'm thinking, Fred, when you're 16 or 17 years old and given the opportunity to be with two 20-something busty blondes or a 16-year-old girl that's interested in another guy, you kind of opt for the busty blondes, or am I speaking out of turn here?
Well, no, because you're with Kelly Kapowski, who's unfathomably beautiful. I mean, no one can resist her.
I see.
Johnny Dakota, I mean, he's tackled the promise of marriage at one point. And he's the star of Skateboard High.
Yep.
So, I mean, so here we are. And Zach has returned, and he has seen Johnny Dakota smoking this marijuana cigarette, and without haste, there is not any conversation. He says, "Come on, we're leaving." And so he says, "Kelly, we're getting out of here." And Kelly can't get out of there fast enough. She says, "23 Skidoo, let's go."
Right.
So they point out what a fraud Johnny Dakota is. And then so Johnny Dakota, so flash the next day. So this was a weekday party. So Johnny Dakota is living a very hedonistic lifestyle. This is a weekday party.
Sure.
So Johnny Dakota, the star of the movie Skateboard High, is now back at Bayside, and he's shooting this commercial that is an anti-drug commercial, but we know now that he's a hypocrite because he himself smokes marijuana.
Yeah.
So Zach, he goes, "Come on, Zach, like you're going to be in the commercial." And Zach's like, he wants none of that. He says to Johnny Dakota, "I don't want one second of this hypocrisy. This is beneath me. I am not a part of this project any longer." Jenny Dakota says, come on, you know, you want to be a star. And Zach says, go F yourself. So here we are now. Johnny Dakota inexplicably is now gone. But who comes in but Brandon Tartikoff, who is now deceased.
Right.
But the head of NBC.
Sure.
The very boss of the real life. Now we're breaking a third wall. Okay?
Okay.
Now we're saying, okay, Brandon Tartikoff, he goes to Bayside High, and he says, this is a pet project of mine. I don't want anyone to misunderstand, but I do not like drugs, nor children doing it. And since we've exposed Johnny Dakota, the star of Skateboard High, as being a ne'er-do-well, a hypocrisy, a hypocrite, we're going to do a commercial now with the gang from Bayside, the six kids.
Yeah.
No hope with dope. Just don't do it.
Right.
And so they, nope, nope, nope. And then Brandon goes, I'm Brandon Tartikoff from NBC, and I'm telling you there's no hope with dope. So, flash to credits.
Mm-hmm.
So you were sitting there as a child of the 90s, of the early 90s, and you're saying to yourself, what am I doing here? I'm headed down a road to nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
I'm smoking marijuana like it's going out of style. But now I see that the gang at Bayside and Brandon Tartikoff, the head of NBC, is saying don't do drugs. What do you think?
Maybe I shouldn't do any drugs.
What are you going to do? Put a marijuana cigarette in your mouth at that point?
You're going to put that sucker down.
Because there's no hope with dope, John.
Yep. If we could take anything away from this show, let's take away that sentence.
I mean, I can only tell so many people that there's no hope with dope. I mean, I can't. What am I going to go run around all day with a modern day Paul Revere?
No, no, because there's no hope.
So my daughter watched this episode with me, and now she will be drug free for her entire life. I've been told that.
Good.
Well, so
Fred, I'm happy for you. That's great.
Yes. So if anything during this coronavirus, John, I've accomplished, it's taking drugs off the table. That will never be an issue. My 9-year-old daughter is now convinced that there is no hope with dope.
Uh-huh.
So I suggest everyone who has a streaming service to check out Saved by the Bell, Season 4, Episode 21, uh-huh. No Hope with Dope. And ladies and gentlemen, that is the tale of Johnny Dakota.
You see, I got to give you credit, Fred, because it's been a while since you've done one of these, and it literally came out of nowhere. You know? I didn't expect it. Audience didn't expect it, and I think we're all better people for having sat through.
Well,
that.
That's how you got to get to the kids. Is you can't let them know what's coming.
They can prepare to tune out that way. I agree.
You can't throw a fastball down the middle, Johnny.
Yep.
Sometimes you got to throw a little knuckle curve at them and let them see a little off speed. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. No hope with dope. We'll be right back.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Toucher and...
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here, 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Visit the president of Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketballterms.
Don't, you know, be a diva.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They're very big.
I'm curious if by not selecting a quarterback, that says something about the confidence you have in the current quarterback room with Jared and Brian.
I like both those players. You know, we've had Brian a couple times, and I think, you know, he certainly gives us a very solid level of play, and we have a lot of confidence in him. Jared had a good year last year. He improved a lot, and we'll see where that takes him. So I have confidence in both players.
.5 The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. That is a energetic Bill Belichick, who was so silly he had a dog sitting in his seat.
Yeah,
you got to see the playful side of Bill Belichick.
The fact that it's him actually made it interesting. Like, if it was anyone else just kind of joking around, the fact that the last person I would have expected having a dog sitting in his chair would have been Bill Belichick.
Okay. Yeah, he's got a playful side, they said.
He does. I think I'm telling you, this is going to be the happiest you're going to see him in a long time. He is going to be Mr. I'm going to show the world. Now that Tom Brady's gone, I'm the man. And listen, if they end up losing a bunch of games in a row, who knows? But I have a feeling that he's actually going to be enjoying this season. And I don't know if you and by the way, speaking of his dog, take a guess who the first person to ask a question about his dog was. That would, of course, be Mr. Dan Roach.
Hey, Bill. Dan. Two-part question. One is, what was the reaction of your staff and maybe your family and everyone to the star of Nike and what he was able to accomplish in that position? He's all over the place on social media.
Yeah, you know, Linda did a great job with Nike. He's, as you can see, he's very personal, friendly, and, you know, gets a lot of attention. So I'll give her the kudos on that one.
Yeah, my wife's the jokester around here.
Even discussing his dog, it just sounds like he's talking about a sixth-round draft pick.
He's amazing. Great in all three phases of being a dog.
Oh, my God. You know,
chasing, you know, mailmen, barking when the neighbors come by, taking a dump outside.
Ripping apart the squeaker.
All three phrases. He's got good paws.
Yeah.
Strong.
Yeah, Linda paws. Is, but you, it's not easy to get a dog to sit on a chair.
No,
I'll tell you that.
It is not. It
I've
is
never
not.
Had but a dog that would sit on command. So congratulations to whoever trained that dog. I mean, that is a lot of fun. If I was to ask my dog, Lemmy, to sit on a chair, that would not happen. So congratulations to Nike, the sponsored dog.
Well,
the Belichick clan.
There is one interesting thing that's come out of all of this, and that is, you know, obviously them not drafting a quarterback. They signed two undrafted free agents afterwards. But after the draft was over, I don't know if you saw this, but the Bankroll Boys, I bet, were all over this, because there is a certain quarterback whose odds shot through the roof. That the
imagine.
Patriots are going to sign. Can you guess which quarterback that is?
That would be Cam Newton, I would imagine.
Cam Newton, who moved from plus 400 to now minus 150.
Yeah, not so only if you got in quick, if you were sharp and not square, mm-hmm. you would have faded that.
And
the hell the terminology is, and you would have
gotten would have followed. You would have followed. Oh, no, followed or faded? I don't know.
Whatever they do.
Fade is go against, right?
Yeah, yes. So you would have followed it. You've gotten yes. in, you know, on the early numbers there, and you would have been able yes. to get paid if, you know, they end up signing him. But,
I mean, no risk. It's a risk-reward situation, Rich. I mean, at some point, you got to put the money on the table.
And since then, since it first flipped at the end of the draft, it's gone all the way up in some places to minus 190. So, I mean, that's no joke. That means that Vegas knows something that nobody else knows. Now, for a while, it was the Jaguars who were in the lead. And then as soon as the draft was over, they went, all right, well, this seems to be something they're going to do here. And there was an interesting theory that was thrown out there, which kind of lends credence to the fact that the Patriots might end up signing Cam Newton. And I heard Adam Schefter say this, and it sounds weird, but it might be true. So you know how the Eagles, they signed Jalen Hurts, which I thought was one of the biggest shocks of the draft. We all agree, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, you want to put a fire under the ass of somebody. I guess that's the message you're trying to send. And then you, of course, had Jameis Winston signing, or he's about to sign. I think he's going to sign today with the Saints. I'm not sure if it's official, which, of course, raises a lot of questions because they had what's-his-name, the guy who could be a quarterback, could not be a quarterback. Taysom Hill. So Adam Schefter said that the reason that these two teams are trying to get so heavy on the quarterback side with these guys is because there's a legitimate fear amongst GMs that their starting quarterbacks might catch the coronavirus this season. He said that it's such a prevalent thought that a lot of these guys are thinking we need to be like top heavy on the quarterback side because, you know, what happens if you saw what happened when Drew Brees got hurt last year. And I think that they like Taysom Hill. But I mean, let's say one of them gets the coronavirus and then one of them gets hurt, then you're still in good shape. And maybe that's the reason that they're saying the same thing about, you know, Cam Newton coming to the Patriots. But that it is an interesting thought that, I mean, if Cam Newton comes here, he obviously isn't going to be the starter, right? He would be a backup, don't you think?
No, he'd be the starter.
You think that they would start Cam Newton?
Yeah.
See, I think he would be your backup.
He would start. He would start.
I guess they would. What are they waiting for if they're going to sign him?
I guess
coronavirus.
There you go.
The answer to everything, Jen, is coronavirus.
Honestly, this offense, from everything we've read and everything we've seen, is very tough to pick up. There's really no off-season program to speak of, or if there is, it's not in person, and you don't get a chance to develop a rapport with any of your wide receivers. I mean, in order to assimilate someone into this offense, it's much harder this year than in any other year.
Just listen, bang down some Pepsi AC, you'll be fine. That's the new miracle compound, they're saying.
I see.
They're saying that this is the new thing. There's a $21 million test going around to see if the active ingredient Peptid AC can combat the coronavirus.
In Peptid AC, like the stuff you get over the counter?
Yes.
How about that?
That is because they found in people in China their death rates were lower if they were on this heartburn medicine. So there you go. So the answer to everything, Rich, is if you have a question about something, is the coronavirus. I mean, that is the answer to every question that you could possibly have. Why are they drafting these things? Why are the sky blue? Everything is the answer to that is the coronavirus. They are afraid of the coronavirus. So at least that means they think they're going to play football. So maybe we'll have that to look forward to.
Would you want to see Cam Newton play for the Patriots? Like, is that something that you would relish, you'd look forward? I kind of want to see Cam Newton's personality and Bill Belichick's, the other two mesh. The guy who tweets in, like, all these weird wingding font that you can't even – you need an Ernie Adams to decipher with his secret code reading skills.
If anything says quick throw offense, it's Cam Newton.
Yeah. Yeah, he loves to hang on to the ball. He loves to get hit.
Yeah.
So,
right in. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you do. Is you hang onto the ball, you get hit, you get hurt, and that's the way you go about your business. And then afterwards, you wear a fun suit, a Steve Harvey suit, with a vest with 5,000 buttons on it. So yes, I would like to see Cam Newton here. Absolutely.
Oh yeah, that would be great. And I would actually even more like to see him as a backup because he'll go nuts. Like if he's not starting, like if they sign him and he's not the starter, oh. Dude,
well, he's
going
to start, and then he might lose the job.
Yeah, no, he's not coming here unless he's guaranteed a starting job.
Well, you might be right. You might be right.
No,
that might be the sell to get him here.
Well, Rich, first of all, they have no money to give him, at least not right now. It's going to necessitate a trade to create some room to give him any kind of money remotely close to what he wants. Can you imagine if he signs here for $1 million and is the backup? Oh, it'd be great to watch. He would be miserable.
I think with him, it's like beggars can't be choosers. Like, who's dying for Cam Newton
right
now?
Do a one-year deal, and you hope that you get lucky and stay healthy and prove yourself. I think that's what you do. I don't think you sign a $1 million deal, but I think that you do a one-year deal, and it's a prove-it year to say that you can still stay healthy. Well, listen, Jeff Howe, covers the Patriots for The Athletic. We are going to talk to him. Am I not mistaken? This is what's coming up next?
Yes, yes, yes.
All right. So we will talk to Jeff Howell, and he can tell us all about the coronavirus that is on top of everyone's mind and how that plays in to sign Brian Lewicki, the absolute piece of garbage from Michigan State that they took the time to have sign a piece of paper. I have no idea why they did that, but they decided to do that. We will have that for you in just a moment.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Visit the president of Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
What's up? Toucher, Rich, Wallach, and you.
Dan, go ahead.
What could possibly go wrong?
Fred, you are infuriating.
It's Toucher and Rich.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Congratulations. We just made you a New England Patriot. Yeah. So, I just mainly want to welcome you to the team right now, let you enjoy it, and, you know, just know that, you know, a lot of good players up here, and quite a few players at your position, Devin McCourty, Pat Chung, you know, guys like that. So you got a lot of guys that you can learn from. All right. Okay, Kyle, I'm going to turn it over here to Mr. Kraft, our owner, and he'll welcome you to the team as well.
Hey, congratulations. It's great to have you as a Patriot. I think some people maybe underappreciated you when you're in high school, but you're our kind of guy. Well, I can't wait to meet you when you come up here. I hope we solve all our problems soon, and you seem like our kind of guy, so congratulations. I look forward to meeting you. All right, you be well now.
Hey, Quentin, what's up, man?
Robert Kraft having a good time. Sounds like
not as much as Jim Irsay. I mean, that's still the that's the bar when it comes to awesome calls on draft day.
No, I think that Robert Kraft is having a good time. That he sounds like that he. God bless him. Listen, if you're a man of means, you know, and it's a weekend night, why not?
All they keep telling me and all they've told me is how damn.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Visit the president of Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
Sports Hub. Toucher, Rich, Wallach, and you.
Dan, go ahead.
What could possibly go wrong?
Fred, you are infuriating.
It's Toucher and Rich.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Congratulations. We just made you a New England Patriot. Yeah. So, I just mainly want to welcome you to the team right now, let you enjoy it, and, you know, just know that, you know, a lot of good players up here, and quite a few players at your position, Devin McCourty, Pat Chung, you know, guys like that. So you got a lot of guys that you can learn from. All right. Okay, Kyle, I'm going to turn it over here to Mr. Kraft, our owner, and he'll welcome you to the team as well.
Hey, congratulations. It's great to have you as a Patriot. I think some people maybe underappreciated you when you're in high school, but you're our kind of guy. Well, I can't wait to meet you when you come up here. I hope we solve all our problems soon, and you seem like our kind of guy, so congratulations. I look forward to meeting you. All right, you be well now.
Hey, Quentin, what's up, man?
Robert Kraft having a good time, it sounds like.
Not as much as Jim Irsay. I mean, that's still the that's the bar when it comes to awesome calls on draft day.
No, I think that Robert Kraft is having a good time. That he sounds like that he. God bless him. Listen, if you're a man of means, you know, and it's a weekend night, why not?
All they keep telling me and all they've told me is how damn good you are.
I'll tell you this, is that people are starting to peek their heads out now because the youth sports are starting to go, hey, we're not giving your money back. Don't get so quick. They're starting to say, hey, maybe we'll have a practice. Jeff Howe, by the way, if you don't know, he covers the Patriots for TheAthletic.com, and he joins us in the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Mr. Howe, hello.
Hey, what's up?
How are you handling things? Have you broken yet? Have you had a mental breakdown?
Oh, complete mental breakdown. You know, this is just, it's so much more fun with a 4 and a 2-year-old.
Yeah.
It's just like a constant powder keg that's ready to explode.
Yeah. It's absolutely terrible. It's the it's absolutely terrible. It's awful.
I mean, honestly, it's rough, but it's hard to complain. We're all healthy. The girls are happy at least 75% of the day. So yeah, we're getting
right. That's the thing, is you always can lean back on the old health. Thank God that I'm healthy. I mean, there, what problems could a healthy person have? I mean, gosh darn it. All right, Jeff. So the Cam Newton rumors now, Rich was mentioning it earlier, that the belief is in Vegas that it's very high probability that he will be coming to the New England Patriots. What's your read on that?
I asked about Newton, I don't know, a month ago maybe at this point. It could have been 2 years ago with the way time's going. But I was told that the Patriots would have no interest in Newton or any of the big-name veterans that are potentially available.
Really? So now, do you... Like, you don't think that, because obviously somebody somewhere and the bettors seem to think because of their actions at quarterback that there would, like, more than likely they would want to go after a guy like that. What if you don't think it meant that they wanted to bring in someone like Cam Newton, what do you think it says? I mean, obviously on paper, it looks like they have a ton of faith in Stidham, right?
Yeah, I mean, all their actions have pointed toward that this whole off season. And, I mean, if they didn't have faith in Stidham, they probably make some sort of reach in the draft. But there was nobody in the draft that they could have realistically gotten. I mean, you're not going to get Burrow, obviously, or Tua, because he wasn't going to slide as much as people wanted to believe he was going to. So those options weren't available, and I don't think anybody else, including Herbert, certainly including Love, would be a better option for the Patriots right now. So I think that's why you saw the Patriots punt on the quarterback class in the draft this weekend, and I think that's probably, I mean, at least my read, why the bettors believe that Cam Newton is now a bigger possibility, just because, I mean, what just happened? The Patriots didn't draft a quarterback, and nobody really knows what Stidham looks like, and quite frankly, I mean, unless you saw the way Stidham worked up close and personal here in training camp last year, if you're, you know, outside of New England, you don't really, you're not going to have the confidence that this kid does have the potential to go out and win the job and do potentially fairly well for himself. So, I mean, I can see why the Cam Newton train is starting to roll a little faster here, but again, something pretty significant would have to change for the Patriots to about face on Cam Newton or any of these veterans.
Okay, there's an interesting theory that's going on out there, and I read what you wrote about it this morning, and I agree with you to an extent. But can you address the people who think that because they didn't do anything with the wide receivers and because they didn't get a quarterback, the tank for Trevor Lawrence crew, they think that maybe this is something that might be in the Patriots' MO for the next season. What do you have to say to those people?
I think there's three pretty main reasons why that would never happen. Number one, it's just not in Bill Belichick's DNA. I mean, that guy, he's, think about the age, think of the competitiveness that the guy's displayed for 40 plus years. He's not going to waste the year of his life running a terrible football team. Number two, he can't do it on purpose because he'd lose the locker room. And guys like Devin McCourty, Dante Hightower, Patrick Chung, Julian Edelman, so on and so forth, guys who have been around here for years would absolutely pick up on Belichick running things a different way. It'd turn them off. It would create more of a mass exodus perhaps a year from now. And then the young core that you're trying to build around in the future generation, that would turn them off as well. And those guys would be like, wait, what happened to this Patriots culture I thought I was showing up for? That's number two. And then number three, I think is probably, I mean, just as practical as the other two, you're going to have to be awful in order to get the number one pick in the draft next year, assuming there's going to be a season and all that stuff. I mean, let's say, outside of the Bengals getting number one again because they already have Joe Burrow, I mean, the team with the number one pick is not going to have a quarterback. And when you have a franchise-caliber quarterback, like a guy who's a no-doubt number one pick, you're talking Peyton Manning, Andrew Luck, guys that you can project would be a number one pick at least a full year from now, teams don't trade that away. So if a team that does want to trade it away, let's say it is the Bengals, you're talking about needing a ton of draft capital, at least the first-round pick this year and next year. And then you're probably talking a couple second-round picks, and depending how far up the board you have to get, it's probably more than that. So the Patriots would have to be like 3-13 to even be in the ballpark to get Trevor Lawrence, and I just don't see it. I mean, at worst, I think absolutely at worst, catastrophic season, you're talking injuries, you're talking, you know, Stidham doesn't develop, and then they have to go to Hoyer, who has a rough season. I mean, this team is at worst, I think, 6-10. But I think most likely, I mean, you're looking at 8-8, give or take, and that's not going to do it for Trevor Lawrence.
No. Whoever has the first-round pick is not giving it up. Even if I'm the Bengals, I'm not giving it up. I'm taking Trevor Lawrence, and then I'll do my deals for Burrow. I mean, whoever has the number one pick in this draft is not giving it up. You do not give up a chance at Trevor Lawrence. I mean, like you said, he's a generational quarterback. There's absolutely no way that I'm giving that pick up. All right, so what did you make of the draft when you look at what they did? Not a lot of offensive help, but what did you – and they made a deal with the Jets. How about that? A trade with the Jets. What's going on? Up is down. Cats are dogs. I mean, what's going on?
Well, not only that, they did a deal with the Jets, and that put a bow in the Jimmy Garoppolo trade tree. So it was just kind of strange from two. We can finally put that thing to rest. Nice. But I thought it was funny because the 2 weeks before the draft, all I'm thinking is sitting here, well, if I were running the team, I would go offense, 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 and of course the team comes up and they go defense, defense, defense. So what do I know? But I think the first three picks, you look at what they did, clearly. With Kyle Duggar, you're talking about a guy that you're projecting as a franchise caliber safety and somebody who can learn from McCourty and Chung for a year and then blossom into a number one from here on out. I mean, Chung probably has a year left. We know McCourty has a 2-year deal. So the shelf life on those guys is very limited. And Duggar is an elite athlete who has continued to progress, a ton, just over the last 6 years since he was a nobody in high school and nobody wanted him. And now he's just a physical freak who has a Derwin James comp. So that's an intriguing player there. Then you look at Josh Uche and Anthony Jennings, guys who can play a lot of different roles in the front seven. And, that's what Belichick likes to do with these hybrid looks. So very versatile there. The two tight ends, they got the second and fourth tight end off the board and they took those over the more well-known guys, especially Adam Trautman, but you look at Bryant and, those are two picks that were, they clearly needed to address the position and those could be two very good guys. They could be two very good players, down the road and you look at Keene and he could be a versatile tight end and H-back blocker type who, you could split out and find some mismatches with. So intriguing, but we'll see how their careers line up in comparison to somebody like Trautman, who I think a lot of people were expecting or thinking the Patriots would draft in that area. And, not getting a wide receiver in this class was pretty stunning. And they took Asiasi one pick before Devin Duvernay from Texas, who ran like a 4.3 at the combine. And I'm not saying that Duvernay is, going to be a superstar or anything like that, but that's just one of those guys that you're going to keep an eye on. Did they go the right direction with Asiasi? Should they have gone with Duvernay, who I think is going to be, he might twist the knife because he could be a pretty fun player to watch in that Baltimore offense. But, again, you got a whole lot more versatile, a lot more athletic in the front seven, and with Duggar, the safety there. That was the direction they wanted to go. Now we'll just see, are they going to regret passing over all these wide receivers?
Yeah, give me some confidence in the wide, because, it was obviously Brady's big problem last year. Is there, what are they going to do? Obviously you got to cross your fingers that N'Keal Harry gets better because it'll be his second year. So, there's hope for that. But Edelman's just older. Mohamed Sanu, is he going to be better? Give me some hope here for the receiver core this year.
Well, I think they're going to bank a lot of this offense around Julian Edelman once again, and that's going to be really important for Stidham because as a young quarterback, usually it's the tight end position that you want to rely on as you got a young quarterback developing. But Edelman does a lot of his work in the same area of the field, so I think he's going to he could catch a million balls this season, and they just have to hope that the injuries don't start piling up as early as week three like they did a year ago. Mohamed Sanu, he had a terrific game, and then all of a sudden suffered an ankle injury that he ultimately needed surgery on. So that's why his production completely fell off the face of the earth in December when they really needed him to, because he was playing on a pretty nasty high ankle sprain. And then Harry, because the Patriots didn't draft a receiver, Harry's development this year immediately becomes on the, goes on the short list of the most important stories with this season, right?
With the upcoming guy. Season. He's got to jump from, he's got to be the guy. Think about that. Because obviously, Edelman, we don't know what we're going to get. He's getting old now, and Sanu's like 30. But yeah, this has got to be the year that he becomes the guy.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I agree completely. And, you can't draft everybody. You can't draft all the good players. But, the immediate second guess for me, a guy I really liked was Brandon Ayuk, and he was there for the taking at 23. There were a few more there at 37 after they traded down. But look, you get Duggar, Anuche, and Jennings, and those are three guys that I think you can be excited about if you're a Patriots fan. It's just, it's not the offense that we thought, or certainly that I thought that they were going to address, but that doesn't mean it was the wrong route to take. And, it's a lot of pressure now on N'Keal Harry to live up to that first round pick from a year ago.
All right. Well, Jeff Howe, good stuff. You can read him at the on The Athletic, which I believe now is free if you go there right now, correct?
90-day free trial.
90-day free trial, as we all are here in this pandemic. Everyone go to theathletic.com. All right. Thank you so much, Jeff Howe. We'll be right back.
The games are only half of it. Thatcher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books and it's finally time for the real season, so don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win, go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SportsHub. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.